Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and today I want to welcome you to the broadcast, and I pray that you'll stay tuned. I know God's Word is going to encourage your heart. Today I'm on the title of my message is When My Time Comes to Go. That's the title of my message, so I want you to stay tuned, but first I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners today. Ask God that you touch them in a mighty way. Lead them and guide us all into your truth, O God, and keep us from the hour of temptation and deception that's sweeping across this land. Let us know the truth, for you said that we would know the truth and the truth would make us free. And he who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. And I pray you keep us in that freedom, I pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for the ones that are sick, the ones that need financial help, the ones that have lost loved ones. God, meet that need today. Help them to reach out in faith and touch the hem of your garment. And Lord, I pray for those that are not born again, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Let them realize, God the Father, that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And that when they ask forgiveness of sin and mean it in their hearts, that the blood is applied and their sins are washed away, never to be brought up against them ever again. God, help them to understand that you came to give them life and give it to them more abundantly and came that their joy might be full. Help them to receive that. And I thank you for revival. I thank you for stirring our hearts. And we pray especially for our country. Ask for mercy and help in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 50, I want to start reading with verse 19. Genesis chapter 50, verse 19. And Joseph said unto them, speaking of his brothers, Fear not, for am I in the place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children also of Makkarah, the sons of Manasseh, were brought upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land into a land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took up an oath at the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. And Joseph died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. This is a beautiful, beautiful point of many points that can be brought out of this scripture, and a beautiful story. I've always loved the story of Joseph. And when we look back over the beginning of Joseph's life, Joseph was just a young boy, but God had visited him with dreams and vision. And when he would share these dreams and visions to his brethren, they would become jealous of him. A lot of people get jealous of you when God uses you and gives you visions and dreams. The Bible says jealousy is crueler than the grave. And his brethren became so jealous and so mean toward Joseph, even though he was just a young boy. They threw him in a pit and talked of killing him and took his coat of many colors and dipped it in blood and told their daddy that a wild animal had killed his son and broke their daddy's heart and sold Joseph to the caravan. And Joseph ended up on the auction block and ended up in the Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife lied on him and ended up in jail and prison time. It was a terrible experience that as we would look at it and think, oh, what is going on with Joseph's life? But the Bible says that when this thing happened and Joseph ended up down in Egypt, the Bible says that one night that the old Pharaoh had a dream and nobody could interpret it. And they remembered there was a man in prison that could interpret dreams. And Joseph was brought up out of prison and he gave the interpretation. And he told Pharaoh, he said, there's coming a time in this land that you're going to have 7 years of plenty, and then there's going to be 7 years of great famine. And what you need to do, you need to store back while the storing is good that will take you through the time of famine. And God gave Joseph such favor in the sight of Pharaoh that Pharaoh exalted him, the only one that had more authority in Egypt than Joseph did was Pharaoh himself. It's amazing that God can give you favor with strangers, but your own family sometimes will turn against you. But let me tell you something. A lot of people, when they was put in the pit and turned against by their brothers, they would think, this is it, and I'm giving up. But let me tell you, it wasn't his time to go. And a lot of times we want to give up and quit when things get hard, but you're not going nowhere until it's your time to go. And I want you to realize this morning, those of you that are listening to me, every single one of us, if the Lord don't come back and take us out of here in the rapture of the church, every one of us, we're going to die. It's appointed once to die, and after that, the judgment. And everybody has an appointment, and that's an appointment with death. I have an appointment with death, and you have an appointment with death, and that's one appointment that we're not going to cancel. It's appointed once to man to die. And I tell you, we need to be ready, because we don't know the day nor the hour that our soul is going to be required of us. You must be ready. You must be born again. And when your time comes to go, you need to know that you've lived your life for Jesus, because that's the only thing that's really going to count. And Joseph, he went down into Egypt, and he stored the grain, and his family was thinking that he was dead. They'd never see him again. But when the famine hit, his brothers had to come to Egypt to get food. And when the famine hit, guess who they had to stand before? Just like the vision that Joseph had, that one day his brethren would bow before him. And they did. They didn't recognize their brother, but they bowed before him. And Joseph, instead of wanting to destroy them or be angry with them or do them hurt harm, he had compassion on them and he forgave them. And as you read the story of Joseph, you find out that it was not his time to go. Even on the auction block, even in the prison time, all that he went through, God had a purpose and God had a plan for his life. And we want to fulfill the purpose and the plan that God has for our life until it is our time to go. I think about the Apostle Paul when he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished the course. And there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not only for me, but for all that love his appearing. You see, we've got to finish our course. When our time comes to go and we finished our course, can we stand before God and say, through it all, through everything that I went through everything that I faced, you blessed me. And Joseph told this after Joseph's daddy died. The brothers were afraid that Joseph was going to turn against them and take vengeance out of them. But he told them in here, he said, now listen, you meant to do me evil. You meant to hurt me, but God meant it for good. God can take the evil that man tries to do to you, even your own brethren, and God can turn it around and make it good. God can make something good out of what seemed to be bad or evil. Even all that Joseph went through, it just made him a stronger and a greater witness and a greater leader. And he said, listen, God sent me here for the purpose of not just to take care of you, but to save much lives, many lives. You see, we just look at the little box we're in, but God is looking at the whole picture. And today, as we preach the word, today as we go forth, it's just not here in our area. God will take it and put it where he wants it. He meant it for good. Man might mean it for evil, but God will turn it around, and he can take that which seems evil and can turn it around and make a good thing out of it. And Joseph said this, I'm going to deal kindly with you. I'm not going to mistreat you, but not only am I going to take care of you, but I'm going to take care of your little ones as well. And he said this, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to see that you have a good place to live. And then I love this part. The Bible says that God let Joseph have his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren on his knees. I don't know about you, but I have had times that was hard. But when those children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren come by the house, it just does something to you. God gave him joy and beauty for ashes. God gave him laughter for mourning. God gave him victory and a position and honor in a land, even when his own family didn't respect him. But I remember the time that Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. And he told him to go back and get his daddy and bring him down to Egypt. And they told his daddy that his son Joseph was alive. And the Bible says that Jacob did not believe them that Joseph was still alive. But the Bible says that Joseph had packed up many wagons of good things and clothes and food and provisions. And when Jacob saw, when he saw the wagons, he knew his son was alive. You see, the Word of God is accompanied by many blessings and wagons of blessings and wagons of provision. And I want you to know today that God has got wagons coming down your road. Whatever your need is, God will provide it. God will supply. It might look bad. You might seem like you're going through a hard time. But in a moment, God can turn that thing around. And He can take what the enemy meant to destroy you with and turn it around to where you can be a blessing not only in your own heart, receive a blessing in your own life, but be an encouragement and a blessing to others. A lot of times when we go through trials, we don't understand why. We don't understand the cruelty of other people. Sometimes we don't understand the positions that we put in. But let me tell you, when you get through it, when you go through the thing, and God shows you His goodness and His mercy and how He brings you out of it and how He'll take that testimony to bless many people. And that's what it was in Joseph's life. And then he said this, Joseph told him, he said, now you're going to be in bondage for years to come, but God is going to bring you out. Not only did Joseph take care of them right then, not only did Joseph forgive their past and take care of them right then, but he told them of a future that God had for them, that he was going to bring them to the land that he promised to the forefathers. That's just like God. God has taken care of us in times past, but He'll also take care of us right now. But He's also telling us that something good is waiting on us on up the road. Don't be discouraged, children. Don't give up. Don't quit. God has something good waiting on us on up the road. God has provision for us. God will take care of us and carry us through the time that seems like hardship. But when He brings you out to the light of day. He'll bring you out of the darkest prison. He'll bring you out of the deepest pit. He'll bring you and heal you from the deepest, hardest hurts. And He'll cause men to come and give unto your bosom. And He'll even touch the hearts of your enemies. God, through Joseph, touched the hearts of the enemy. You see, they just was an enemy to Joseph, but they was enemy to God's plan. You have to realize that once you've been born again, you belong to God. You're His child, and people can't do nothing to you that they're not touching the apple of God's eye, and that's who you are. And I want you to know that when Joseph died, the Bible says this, that he lay down and he told him, he said, I die, but God will surely visit you and carry my bones with you when you leave out of here. Don't leave my bones in Egypt. You're going out of here. And you know what? When God delivered them from Egypt, they carried the bones of Joseph with them when they left up out of Egypt. Just like he said, he was good to them. He forgave them and he provided for them, but he gave them a hope for the future. You always have hope when you have Jesus. You always have a hope. There's always light when you have Jesus. He said, where I am, there's resurrection and there's life. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, the thing is, you're not going anywhere until it's your time to go. And endure hardness like a good soldier. You may go through some hard times, but just, honey, wait till you get to the other side. You may endure some hurt and heartache, but hold on. Just wait till you get to the other side. They meant it for evil, but Joseph said this, God meant it for good. And then he said this, am I not in the place of God? I want you to know there's a place for you, and that place is in the will of God. You got to know the will of God for your life, and you know that by getting in His Word, staying in His house, being faithful to go to God's house, and hearing the Word of God, and being accountable to the brethren. Let people teach you and train you, and be brought up in the Word of God. God, and use your talents and abilities. I know a lot of preachers today that are great, wonderful speakers, but they're not faithful. I know a lot of singers that have beautiful, strong voices and wonderful talent, but they're not faithful. I know a lot of musicians that can play and are good, but they're not faithful. Let me tell you, it's not your talent. It's not your ability that makes your success in the sight of God. It's your faithfulness. And when we look at the life of Joseph, we see a servant of God that was faithful. Faithful when his brethren turned against him. Faithful when he was lied upon. Faithful when he went through hardship. Faithful when it looked like all hope was gone. He never lost his vision. Don't ever lose your vision of what God has given you. Stay true to Him. And when it comes your time to go, He will give you a sweet crossing. Years and years ago, we were in a church in Buckingham County, Virginia. And one of the old deacons got up and they asked him to testify. And he began to sing his testimony. And at the end, he said, "Lord, give me a sweet crossing. When it comes my time to go, give me a sweet crossing." Joseph had a sweet crossing. He got to forgive his brothers. That was sweet. He got to give to others and feed multitudes. That was sweet. He got to have his position to bless his brethren. That was sweet. He got to see his daddy once again. That was sweet. He got to see his younger brother again. That was sweet. He got to raise and see his great-grandchildren and his grandchildren. That was sweet. He got to live in a place of exhortation. That was sweet. But one day, the sweetest time came in his life when he laid upon his bed and he left this world and he went out into eternity facing his God. That was sweet. It was his time to go. And he drew his last breath. It was his time to go. He lived a full life, a blessed life. He never lost his vision of his God. And it carried him through all the times that he went through. And the same thing will happen in your life and my life. When it's my time to go, I want to have a sweet crossing. See, it's sweet serving him now. But we do not have to fear death, because a Christian to die is to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. And that's what Joseph knew. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, it says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When it is our time to go and we leave this world, we face Jesus. But if you're not born again, you face eternity separated from God, and the demons of hell are awaiting you. But it's your choice. God does not send you to hell. You send yourself. It's your choice. You walk over all the goodness and all the mercy and all the love of the universe. The Bible says God is love. The Bible says God is good to all. He is compassionate. He wants to have compassion on you. And like Joseph, he wants to bring you through your life in sweetness. He don't want you to walk in bitterness and unforgiveness. He don't want you to give up. He wants you to finish your course. And when it comes your time to go, you can leave this life blessed. And you can leave this life telling people, even though you have a good life here, it's going to be better on the other side, because it's going to be with our God. I know by the signs of the time, we can look around at the things that are going on, and we know that soon and very soon, Jesus is coming soon. I know people say, "I've heard that all my life, and I don't believe it." And that's exactly what the Lord said they would say in the last days. We've heard this, and it's not come yet, but I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. You better get ready. You better let Him sweeten your life up now. Let Him forgive you of your sins. It's wonderful to know that your sins have been forgiven. It's wonderful to know that you can forgive others for hurting you. It's wonderful to know that you won't face nothing alone. There's an old hymn that says, "When I come to the river at the ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to carry me all the way, and I won't have to cross Jordan alone." You and I won't have to face death alone, for you see, when we breathe our last breath, the Lord will be waiting to escort us to the other side. And oh, what a time that's going to be when you wake up in glory and you see your Lord who died for you, and all all of the loved ones going on ahead and the beauties of heaven, never to be sick again, never to suffer again, never to see another heartache or shed another tear. Oh, to see your children and your babies that have gone on and see the glories that God has for us to live not just a short time, but throughout eternity. But I beg you today, make your election sure. Know that you know that you know that you're born again. Know that you've made your peace with God. A friend of ours, he got saved and he had lived quite a rough life in his time. But when he went to the altar that night, he asked the Lord to come into his heart and forgive him of all of his sins. And the next day, one of his friends called him on the telephone, and he wanted him to go out that night partying and carousing like they would always do. And I heard my friend over the telephone. I heard him tell his partner in crime, you might say. He said, "Let me tell you, I've changed my way of living. I can't do that no more. Let me tell you, God will change your way of living. And the only way you can change your way of living, you got to have a changed heart. Schools inform, prisons reform, but Jesus transform." I want to say that again. Schools inform, prisons reform, but Jesus transforms. The Bible says, "Behold, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things, the old things have passed away, and all things become new." He wants to give you a new life, a new heart. He wants to give you new desires in your life. You don't want to be under the bondage of sin and under the rule of Satan and a dictation of life that is so many are on drugs and a living from one day to the next in dread and in bondage. But Jesus can break that bondage. Jesus can set you free. Jesus can make you whole, child. Call on him. You'll never be sorry. And you serve him till it comes your time to go. And when you breathe your last breath on earth, you'll see the one who died for you. The one who has never done you nothing but good, that wants to be good to you, wants to bless you, wants to take care of you. And if he, let me tell you, if he fed over 3 million in the wilderness, surely he can take care of you and me. If he clothed over 3 million in the wilderness, surely he can clothe us. If he kept their feet from swelling, surely he can bless us. If he didn't let their shoes wear out, surely he can bless us. If he carried them all the way through, surely he can carry us all the way through. He is not a respecter of persons. For what he done for one, he'll do for another. I want you to know what works in the Word of God will work in your life. What he said in his Word, he'll do it in your life. What he promised in his Word, he's not a man that he should lie. God will take care of his children. He will do you good. He wants you to come unto salvation. And it's not an accident that you're hearing this message. There are a lot of you today, and even a lot of Christians, the blessings of God are being blocked in your life because you will not forgive. There are people that have done you wrong and you won't let it go. You keep harboring that in your heart and replaying it and talking about it. And let me tell you, when you have unforgiveness in your life, it's like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. It is not going to work. The Bible says if you don't forgive others, you can't get forgiveness for yourself. I don't care what they've done. I don't care how they tried to hurt you. By the help and grace of God, you can't do it by yourself. No, I know that for a fact, but God will help you to forgive. If he forgave you, if he forgave the ones that were nailing the nails in his hand, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." If he could forgive them for what they did to him, you can forgive the ones that have hurt you. But I warn you with a stern warning. Jesus said you've got to forgive, or it's going to block your prayer life. It's going to block the blessings. Some of you can't get the blessings of God like you need to. Some of you are eat up with bitterness and unforgiveness, and it makes you, it'll actually make you sick. It'll cause you to be defeated in all areas of your life. But forgive, let it go. I have a sign in my house. I love it. It says, "Cry, river, build a bridge, and get over it." It said, cry, river, build a bridge, and get over it. Sometimes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, it's crying time. But, child, the bridge I'm talking about to get over it is Jesus Christ. By His help and grace, He'll help you to forgive. And when you forgive it, drop it. Let it go. Don't keep going back to it. And when you see them, you know, sometimes people do things that don't mean you have to go back into it, but you let it go, and you quit harboring it in your life, and you drop it and go on for God. Joseph had to forgive them. And not only did he forgive them, he was able to sustain them. He was able to feed them. And because of that, God used him in a capacity that was beyond man's comprehension. And God can do the same for you and for me. But we've got to be sweet. We got to love one another. We got to forgive as we've been forgiven. Listen, we all want forgiveness ourselves. But too many times we're not wanting to give it out. I beg of you today, let Jesus be the Lord of your life. And remember what Joseph said. He said, there's coming a time that we're going out of here. Take my bones with you. There's coming a time that if we live, Jesus is coming back in the moment and twinkling of an eye, and we're going out of here. Be ready for that great time that the church has called out. I beg of you, don't be left behind for the great tribulation time. You must be born again. There's only one way into God the Father, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. There's not many ways among to get to God. There's not many roads. It's only one way. His name is Jesus. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Tune in again next week. Visit my website, truckingforjesus.org. And let me tell you, if you have a prayer request, write me. I'll be more than glad to pray for you. I promise I'll pray for your request. But I ask that you pray for me as well. That's a two-way street. You pray for me, I pray for you. And thank you again for listening. And remember, there's coming a time when our time comes to go, will you be found faithful? When your time comes to go, how will you leave? What kind of life are you going, what kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? And will you face God, or will you face an eternity without God? Only you can make that decision. I beg of you, do the right thing. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to say that again. Do the right thing. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. None of us are promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. How will it be when it comes your time to go? Thank you for listening.